State lawmakers have put in place restrictions on Ohio abortion clinics that are similar to those in Texas. So the leader of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio, Kelly Copeland, says the Supreme Court's ruling against the state of Texas is a victory for abortion clinics in Ohio, too.
We think that Ohio politicians were put on notice.
Attorney Jennifer Branch of Gerhard Stein & Branch, a law firm that has argued many court cases for abortion providers, says this ruling will affect similar laws in place in Ohio that require abortion clinics to have transfer agreements with hospitals.
The state of Ohio has been told by this decision to stop adding restrictions to clinics purely for the purpose of shutting clinics down and prohibiting women's access to abortion.
But Mike Ganadakis with Ohio Right to Life doesn't think this Texas ruling has any bearing on Ohio's abortion laws.
While it was a punch in the gut to the pro-life movement, we believe that Ohio's regulatory scheme it will not be impacted negatively or positively as it relates to the Texas decision.
Ganadakis says it does confirm his group's contention that the nation's high court is not ready to accept some abortion measures, such as the bill that would ban an abortion when a heartbeat could be detected, or the personhood plan that would ban abortion at the point an egg is fertilized. And he says the ruling shows measures such as that so-called heartbeat bill or the self-titled personhood amendment go too far.
We need to grow up here in Ohio as it relates to the legislation for which we're putting forward and do things that are responsible, do things that are common sense, and that we know will survive a court challenge, because what we saw today in Texas sets the movement back.
Ganadakis believes there's some legislation under consideration at the State House right now that would be constitutional if passed. That includes a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks, which supporters say is the point at which a fetus can feel pain, and the bill that would require abortion clinics to bury or cremate fetal remains.
We think those two cornerstone foundational pieces of legislation can get to the governor and would withstand any court challenge.
But Branch says that fetal remains bill might not be constitutional at all.
So the undue burden, let's say in the fetal disposal statute that might come out, if it doubled or tripled the cost to an abortion, then whatever the state is claiming as a justification for that could be challenged under the Supreme Court's explanation of how we prove it would be an undue burden. So hypothetically, I could see a situation where the state could pass that law and a challenge could be made to it. That would be pretty simple.
What happens in the here and now with the transfer agreement laws that are already in place? It's not exactly clear. Emily Kalmbach, a spokesman for Governor John Kasich and a former employee of Ohio Right to Life, says Ohio's laws have been in place since the mid-90s. She says it's premature to know if this decision will impact Ohio. And she says the governor's legal team is currently studying the situation. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.